This presentation is sports and philanthropy, philanthropy and sports. We have a lot of current issues that have been emerging over the past year. And as I was saying to Mike, I think that for many folks in the audience, sports is always a current event, and the ability to tie in sports to your CLE credits, at least for the tax-exempt folks among us, is relatively unique and special, although from Mike's background, he's been able to do that as part of his career. So first we've got, I want to introduce the panel and then get right into it, but we have Justin Lowe, who I've had the pleasure of working with, and in fact, oftentimes matching shirt patterns with over the years. And Justin is a member of the EY Exempt Organizations Tax Services Practice, and I can vouch for this. He has extensive experience with complex tax-exempt organization issues, and I appreciate his use in his bio of complex rather than complicated. It's a nuance, but an important one. And Justin also has, as I've benefited from in our joint representations of folks and other collaborations, prior experience working on the regulator side. And so he brings in the kind of both sides of the aisle, the private and the public, and is a great thought partner in many different capacities. So pleased to have him here today. And I think, we've never gotten into his sports background or loves or dislikes or likes. So he's kept that under wraps, which is a good thing when you're in the client services industry to avoid divisive issues. Mike, we are pleased to have Mike here today. Joyce Helms gave me an interesting background on how she found her way to Mike. And I must say, I'm foreshadowing, but I hope to have Mike here in the future as well. Mike is not only an attorney, but he's an attorney who focuses on his sports business and higher education. He also served as a men's athletic director for UT from 2015 to 2017 and special assistant to the president of the University of Texas from 2017 until 2018. Interestingly enough, like crossover, the tax-exempt world is a small world, but also an expansive one. Mike was a member of the team representing the heirs of the late Howard Hughes and served on the board of Howard Hughes Corporation and related entities. So I'm sure there's some other stories there for another time that we'd be interested in hearing. And he played football for the Texas Longhorns. So I feel like this is when people clap. Come on. Mike was also inducted into the University of Texas Athletics Hall of Honor in 2010. So an illustrious background for both of our panelists. So, Justin, you got to step it up on the induction stuff, okay? All right, please.
I will work on that. Thank you very much, Megan. All right, as two lawyers, we have our disclaimer. Thank you for your contributions to that piece, Mike. And then now for the agenda. In the next 40 minutes, we will take you through the changing landscape of collegiate athletics overall, get you familiar with what a name, image, and likeness arrangement is, talk about some of the tax and legal considerations for NIL collectives, and then talk about those same considerations for the people contributing to those collectives. So, Mike, with the first piece, if you would like to take us through your life, the history of collegiate athletics, and lots of complicated labor and legal issues in 10 minutes. Small ask. Go ahead.
Well, this is sort of like the fastest few minutes in sports, but I practiced trial law in Houston for 43 years. Rob Kraft, good to see you again. We had some adventures in Beaumont in the courtroom. And on Labor Day of 2015, President Greg Fenves of the University of Texas called me and asked me to come be the men's athletic director here in Austin. After our brief conversation, I turned to my wife and I said, I've never gotten a call like that in my life. Let's do it. And luckily, we were empty nesters at the time. And 48 hours later, we were in Austin working with the staff of the president's office for me to become the men's athletic director. A fascinating time. I loved it. My wife tells me about four times a day that this is a good time to not be the athletic director anywhere with all the changes going on. It is fast and furious. We're going to talk about NIL. What is NIL? Why does a philanthropy and tax seminar even care about it? And these questions lead to a real robust discussion. Today, college athletics is a huge business. The budgets are in the order of $250 million plus. Numbers from 2023, Ohio State, $261 million, Texas, $239 million.